is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Zamora. Date of birth, July 24, 1971. Case ID number is 485-1566. Date of exam, February 23, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of waist problems / motor vehicle accidents / hip issues / decreased bending. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in December of 2020, where she worked at a company where they made batteries. She also worked at warehouses where she sorted out lemons for 6.5 years and worked as a migrant worker for another 3 years. She states those jobs were seasonal. At the present time, she lives in a house and she's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, problems with her waist / motor vehicle accidents / hip issues / decreased bending. The claimant states that in 2004, she was in two motor vehicle accidents, and she also fell off a trailer. Because of these accidents, she started to develop lumbar sacral back pain. She states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that sometimes radiates down the left leg. An MRI was performed, which revealed that she had a 7 millimeter herniated disc at the L5-S1 area and a questionable fracture of her vertebral disc. She was given two steroid injections. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 2 hours, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. Her physician is Dr. Jose Escandon, and she has seen a chiropractor and received approximately 6 to 8 weeks of physical therapy. She is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a questionable L5-S1 herniated disc with fracture of the disc of the vertebra. This was not confirmed with medical records. Allegation number one, continued with problems of the hip. The claimant states that in 2020, she was told that she probably had osteoarthritis of both of her hips. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given to the hip area. She states the symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening every day. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. As noted earlier, she has no assistive devices and her physician is Dr. Jose Escondón. She is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. And she states the only physical activity that she does is housework and watering her plants. Family history. Her father died at the age of 65 from hypertension and coronary artery disease. Her mother died at the age of 48 from asthma and congestive heart failure. Medications, ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, Glyburide/metformin, 5 mg/500 mg BID. Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 100 mg/25 mg QD. Loratadine, 10 mg QD. Deep sea solution, 0.65% nasal spray QD. Atorvastatin, 10 mg QD. Montelukast, sodium, 10 mg QD. Ondansetron, 4 mg QID PRN for nausea and vomiting. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms, 2 sprays BID to each nostril. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, allergies, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, nasal allergies, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with hip pain, questionable herniated disc, so the L5S1 area with questionable fracture of a disc. Major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2009. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature was 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 195 pounds, height 5 feet 3/4 inches. BP 160 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 37. The claimant was told that her blood pressure was borderline high. She did tell me that she did take her medications in the morning. General, this is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant does have some problems flexing in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. Could you please drop down after neurological? X-rays of the left hip dash, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger feels unrestricted. And on examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back sprain and lumbago. Probable diagnoses. Number one, waist problems / motor vehicle accidents / hip issues / decreased bending. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have a lumbar sacral back sprain / lumbargo, and which may be secondary to a herniated disc. However, no medical records were given to confirm that. She does appear to have a mild straight leg raise bilaterally that appears to be hurting her lumbar sacral back, but is able to perform straight leg and supine straight leg with very mild discomfort. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Zamora.